you selected. I'm aware of the fact that some of the people you selected in your own mind may be famous people who had certain areas and spheres of influence in the professional world, but I'm also aware that some of you may have selected a faithful parent, or someone whose contact with people was somewhat limited, but who nevertheless for you had a very definite sphere of influence, and you could name some of the people beside yourself whom that life has touched. You're also aware today that there were certain things which those people did that no one else did quite like they could do it. I'd like to suggest, therefore, that in the next few moments you remember the broad contributions of those persons you've selected in their respective fields of influence and work and ministry. If they're dead, will you offer a prayer of gratitude for them and their influence? And a prayer that they may linger in the minds of those who knew them best and worked with them most closely and were influenced most frequently by them, the memory of the good done by those people on earth. And if they're living, would you be willing this morning to pray for the person about whom you're thinking, that they may continue their work with effectiveness, that their influence may be even more broad? And finally, would you pray for their families who continue to bear their good name and their good influence in the world? Not many of you, because you didn't know him that well, will have selected the life and the work of George Mackey. But some of us have. And I intend to remember him and his family in these moments. In what may become a creative experience for your mind, and a sincere expression of your appreciation, and a meaningful petition for the future, I would like to suggest that you remember those three people with regard to what they have added specifically to your life in terms of contribution or influence. I would like for you to give a few moments of thought to each, and try to isolate for yourself the two or three outstanding contributions each of those persons has made to you. Perhaps it will be in the area of vocational decision or family, or in terms of a personal crisis through which you've been helped. But I would encourage you, one, to offer gratitude for those things left with you, and secondly, to pray that your own life might incorporate those same influences brought to bear upon your life by their lives as you seek to be an influence upon others. And the closing hymn, which we will sing after the period of meditation, hopefully will remind you of the enduring characteristics of those three persons about whom you've thought for a few moments this morning. And the last verse of that hymn, I hope, will be your prayer. Your prayer that through your personal faith, whatever the circumstances may be, there may be stability offered to your life because of the persons you've known. Will you then meditate upon what these have done for you and what you should do in turn because of them for others?